Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be with you here every Saturday on CFAX 1070. Today, we're going to be talking to Esther Kane. We always love having her on. Talking about honesty, women, and friendships. Maybe you need to declutter a few of those friendships. That's going to be a really interesting segment. Off the top of the show, we're talking to Jill Phipps. Her company is called Home Again Seniors Transition Services. And I've worked with Jill before as a realtor, and she provides that caring attention and ease and grace when dealing with seniors and their families. How are you, Jill?
I'm good. Thank you, Patty. How are you?
I'm great. You know, Jill, I worked with you recently on a downsizing, and I was amazed. First of all, you are really calm, you're kind, and you get the job done, and what people say about you is amazing. It's a hard thing that you do as selling in real estate when you're dealing with some of these situations, but what you do is so personal with dealing with possessions and stuff of a lifetime.
Yes, it is a difficult process. I come to this company with a background in both social work and in project management. Mm-hmm. So I have combined those two sort of experiences, and it's a good fit for what we do, because a good part of what we do is around supporting people as they're moving through the process of downsizing and moving. For a lot of people, it's a very emotional time, and it's also a time that can be very anxious. But then also there's the actual task at hand, and that's with dealing with sometimes, you know, 40 or 50 or 60 years worth of possessions in someone's home. And all of those things have to be treated with care and with respect, and ultimately have to go somewhere by the time we have someone moved and in a new place. And generally the place they're moving to quite often is, you know, only maybe 25% or 30% of the size of their current home.
And you know, that can be a good thing too. We're going to talk about that positive side of moving and how you try and really work with the clients. And I think possibly what you do is a real go-between, because I think your website's got some great info talking about how the children, you know, adult children, dealing with their parents can be pushy, leave them out of everything. And I can think of some of this with my own family that, you know, it's a different thing when it's your parent as opposed to you dealing with it, who, you know, you're hands off. And you have a formula and you know how to do this, whereas most of us, we're winging it.
Yeah, and we always talk about that it's not, rocket science when it comes to the process, but we've moved hundreds of people over, you know, the past 6 years, and so we do things in a pretty efficient manner. And then just referencing what you mentioned about family, we find, we work with a lot of families that, you know, it doesn't have to be that the parent that's moving, you know, their children are in Ottawa. Lots of times we're working with families that are right here in Victoria. But having someone come in like us, first of all, we get the job done, you know, in a fairly quick manner, but also we're an impartial person, and a lot of the emotional things that can come up in family, we are able to skirt or sometimes negotiate it with the family, just because we don't have the history with the person that we're working with. It's more of a professional relationship, and I think people find that that can be very helpful.
Right, and I was interested in reading about relocation stress syndrome. This is really stressful. I just had a senior move from up island to Victoria, and, you know, her family's away right now, and she called me the other day because you don't know where you belong yet. It takes some time, and I think we have to be a little more kind to seniors and maybe visit a little more often and reassure them.
Yeah, I think if you haven't been through that process before yourself, then it's easy to sort of overlook some of the challenges that people face. But relocation stress syndrome is a reality for a lot of people. But that can be avoided in how the move is approached. So we always encourage people, first of all, to move sooner than later. Mm-hmm. So lots of times people want to stay in their home as long as they can. What we see is people do really well when they're matched up with a living space that's appropriate for them. So we move a lot of people into seniors' residences, and we see people do so well when they get there because, you know, they're, first of all, I mean, just even on the basic level, things like their nutritional needs and that are met that may not be happening at home. When you live by yourself, you know, you sometimes you eat cereal for dinner because you're not cooking for a family and that. So we see that people really perk up when they go into a senior's residence, but also just from that sense of belonging. Just people knowing you and, you know, that you can say hello with or have a casual chat with in the hall as you're, you know, going back and forth to your suite. And we really see that, you know, it meets a lot of social and emotional needs of people that a lot of times people don't consider.
Right. And another thing you say along the line here is, well, keep calm and carry on is your slogan, and stop collecting. So at some point, whether it's Tupperware or margarine tins or whatever it is, some of the funny things we collect, stop it.
Yes. Well, on a very practical sense, yes. So I think myself and all of my staff, we have learned things from our clients every day, and none of us are collectors of, well, really anything. But that's something, you know, it comes from the generation of people that we're moving. A lot of people, if you've lived through the Depression or hard times, you know that you don't waste anything and that you save things for the next time that you're going to need it. But when it comes to downsizing and as you start to approach that time, it is good to start to go through some of those things, you know, even if it's a matter of trimming your margarine collector or margarine container collection down to 3 instead of 30 and things like that. There's lots of things that you can do just to get started. Lots of times people have things in their house that are just there because they haven't had a reason to get rid of them yet. You know, things in the basement and the spare room closet and that, they're just there because, you know, you've got the space to store it. But when you're approaching the time where you're thinking about starting downsizing, you know, that's the time to start kind of, you know, get on the Big Brother's call list, and when they call, gather up a few things and put them out on the driveway and just start to send things off rather than bring things in.
And you say start kind of with that maybe extra bedroom, start small and just keep going every day while you can.
Yeah, or even every week or even every month. So, you know, when we come in, we work with people one-on-one to do sorting and that, but there are lots of things that you can do. You know, if you have a long time horizon before a move, you can start to look at things like family pictures and that. That's something that always stumps people. They don't know what to do with all these albums and albums and albums of pictures.
What do you do?
But, well, what we recommend people do is start a new album in the sense that, you know, find a photo album. Most people have, because in those days, you know, you took a picture, it wasn't digital, so you took 10 pictures of the deer that you saw on the side of the road till you got just the right picture. So, you know, there's a lot of things like that that you just pull out and you recycle because, you know, they're not things that are relevant to you anymore. But also, even if you can make new albums with, you know, take one or two pictures off every 3 or 4 pages of the photo album and end up with a few albums that are really important to your family. My parents, when we were young, took all the family albums. They made one for me and one for my brother, and they had one that was like a family one. And, you know, if you can pare it down to just a few albums, there's always going to be room to store things like that. It's just if you have 25 albums, and that's what people think, oh, and they just take one look at it and think, oh, I just can't be bothered. And so then they don't start because they don't know how to get going on it.
Right, we get overwhelmed. And you know, I think we all know, even when my mom was thinking of moving, you know, you could look around and think what would go to her new place. And I think if you look at your own house, even at whatever age you're at, you kind of know what is important.
Yeah.
And when we
yeah.
set her up in her new place, it looked like her home. Because it had all those essentials. And, you know, it doesn't really take much to make that feel of what you've lived with for 50
years.
No,
that's right. And we always tell people, if you take what you love and the things that you use every day and put those things together, then you can recreate a space that, you know, is really comfortable and workable for you. So you have all the things you need, but you also have things that have, you know, really important meaning to you as well.
And also, I think, Jill, what you do, the space planning, is amazing because I saw a place at the Kensington you'd done and measured their furniture out, and it was perfect. So they didn't have to guess what would go. They knew exactly what would fit in that space. And sometimes we don't think about that when we keep these overstuffed sofas, or maybe the bed's too big and too many side tables. We got to kind of think about all that stuff as we're going along.
Yes, that's right. So what we do is we use a computer program and we measure the space that you're moving into. We measure the furniture that you want to take. We usually have two lists. We have a list of things that you say, I must have these things, things that are really important to you. Usually we have a secondary list of things that you say, well, if this will fit, I'd like to take it, but if it doesn't, that's fine. So we use a computer program, and we plot it all to scale on a floor plan for you, and that takes all the guesswork out. Most of the time we can add, you know, a number of things that are just sort of maybes, but it avoids getting to the space and trying to move furniture around and thinking, oh, no, this doesn't look right at all, because we always tell people, if it doesn't, the floor plan does not lie. If it doesn't fit on the floor plan, it will not fit in the space. And it's just sort of, it's one of those sort of efficiencies that we do to make sure that we don't, you know, end up in a mess when we get to a new residence for someone.
Well, we come back and we want to talk more about how you get people to part with their stuff, because that's got to be something in itself. Back in 2 minutes with Jill.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Hi, we're the Three Tenors.
He's kidding. We can't sing at all.
But you'll be singing when you buy your new flooring from Tenor Tile. Tenor Tile are the leaders in ceramic tile, and they have the largest selection on Vancouver Island, including various styles of porcelain, glass, and natural stone.
They also carry hardwoods and laminates, and they'll match any competitor's price.
A one, a two, a three.
Tenor Tile!
Sing the praises of Tenor Tile on Garbley Road, just off Bridge Street. Online at tenortile.ca.
Let's not quit our day jobs.
Okay, so how many phone numbers have you memorized?
Maybe a couple.
A dozen?
Probably zero.
And what if you had to add a phone number to your brain?
No thanks.
Understood. That's why Bluebird Cabs made an app. Just download it to your smartphone, and when you need a cab...
Here it comes.
Man, that was quick.
When you need a cab, think Bluebird Cabs.
Call 382-2222.
Hey, you said no new phone numbers.
Sorry, habit.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
You know Susan in my class?
Yeah?
She's pretty.
Some conversations only happen when you're camping. Make sure your RV is ready to go with a spring inspection from Dom's RV, so you can concentrate on what's important. Do it now. Do it better. Tom's RV Service and Supplies. Off Jacqueline in Langford.
Hi, I'm Ernie from The Foam Shop, where your comfort is our business. The Foam Shop is called The Foam Shop for three important reasons. It has the largest inventory in stock and ready today. It has the most knowledgeable and friendly staff to assist you. And it has the lowest prices, guaranteed. The Foam Shop, now in Victoria on Spruce Avenue off Douglas, across from the Canadian Tire. Ah, that's better.
Lifestyle, CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. Later on in the show, we're talking to Esther Kane. Stay tuned for that. Right now, we have Jill Phipps on the line from Home Again Seniors Transition Services. Jill, how do we, if people are listening today and have a parent who they think is maybe ready to make the move, or they feel worried about where they're at, how do you have that conversation? When do you start that?
Well, I say earlier is better. We have had a lot of situations over the years where we've met with a family and a client where the client has opted, you know, they say, well, I'm not ready to go yet. I'm just looking at my options, and I'll go sometime in the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. And what often, or what has happened several times in the past for us is, you know, there will be a medical incident or something will happen that will necessitate a move. And when that happens, then the move happens to the person rather than the person being in charge of the move. So if you decide to make a move, or even if you decide that you will make a move in the next couple of years, start doing some research, start doing all the things that need to happen, even if it's a long-term process, to get some of the things in place that you'll need. And so if you're going into a senior's residence, look around, see what you think, go to a number of them, have a meal, find out what kinds of services that each of them offer, because they're all a little bit different, but start making some decisions and move toward, even if it's, a long, something that's going to happen in the future.
You know, I have my CPCA, so I go to a lot of the homes, and they're very welcoming. and are happy to have you through and give you the tour. And half the time I feel like staying because they are really some fantastic places in this town. They really
yes,
are.
There
and,
are.
And if you look at the value in what you spend to be in a house sometimes, it makes sense at a certain point in life. Now, also to help our listeners today, if you're dealing with a parent who's downsizing right now, what is your timeline you use and what process do you use to show items that need to be, you know, gotten rid of or they're keeping? Do you hold them? Do you let them touch them? I've heard different things, like just one person hold on to the clothes and you chuck it as you go. How do you work with clients?
Okay, so downsizing is actually a pretty easy process once you get started. I think for a lot of people, it's the getting started. You know, you open up the basement door, you look into the basement, you think, oh, maybe next year. and it's just a matter of getting started. But what we see is that when people do get started, they feel so accomplished, and they start to feel that burden of worry being lifted. Because for a lot of seniors, if they're not, you know, if they know that there is a move in the future, it is something that can prevent them from moving. It's just that, how do I get to where I'm going? Even if I, you know, you decide, okay, I've picked a senior's residence that I want to live in. If you can't see your way through to that, that can be what prevents people from actually making the decision to go, is just getting through all this stuff. So what we find is we start in rooms that are not, you know, things like spare bedrooms or the basement or things that have, that are easy to make decisions. So there's not a lot of emotional, you know, you don't want to start with a china cabinet or something like that. Most people have china that belong to parents or grandparents, and usually there's a high volume of things. And so that can be something that kind of feels overwhelming and burdening, and so it's not a good way to get started. So pick a category. Lots of times we do something like we'll suggest people, let's go through all the magazines. And so you just go from one end of the house to the other, pulling out all the magazines. If you've, my own mom saved Good Housekeeping magazines back to 1976 or something when we were helping her, you know, because she had recipes in that she thought she might want to use. So you can always take a thumb through, pull out some recipes, but if you haven't looked at that magazine in the last 10 years, put it in the recycling box, and you won't notice that it's gone. You honestly, once you get going doing that, you just feel such a sense of accomplishment that it just propels you forward. And if you work with somebody like us that, you know, we kind of know doing, and we do downsizing with our clients every day, we can kind of keep you going and not to feel overburdened by that of deciding what you're going to keep.
And then do you have how many hours you work, or do you kind of monitor the person? Do you have like one to three?
Yeah, contents is a very personal thing. So sometimes we get people will call me over the phone and say, you know, well, how much will this cost? But really it has to do with the type of contents and the amount of contents, and everybody has something different. So I always go and do a consult complimentary for people where we look at what the project is going to be. And generally a house can be sort of downsized and decluttered in less than 15 hours, I would say.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's going from one end of the house to the other through all the closets and, you know, all the clothing. And so when you work with us, it really can be an efficient process.
And like you say, simplify, less is the new more, right?
Yes, less is, in my opinion, less is the new more.
Yes.
But we have clients that start the downsizing process, you know, a year before they move. But, I mean, we also have people that call and say, I'd like to move in 2 weeks. So it really, you know, it can be accomplished. It's just if your timeline is short, then you're going to be, you know, spending 2 days a week instead of 1 day a week with us, or, you know, we just sort of adjust to whatever your needs are. But most people think that they need much longer to get ready to move than they do when you work with us. We can have somebody totally ready in, you know, 3 weeks or so.
That's,
you know,
really good to hear, because I think I think you're right, just get started, because I think you get overwhelmed and it's not possible. So
yeah,
that's really good. And also, I think with a lot of the treasures, I think my mom thought a lot of our stuff was, you know, should be in the palace. And the fact is, a lot of these wonderful antiques and dishes and everything else now are not even worth that much.
Yeah. So that is the issue now. There's so many people in Victoria that are going through this process of downsizing. Mm-hmm. There's less people that are trying to accumulate, you know, the things that people are getting rid of. So things that people used to collect, like dish sets, are things that people now are not collecting. So there are some things I always tell people, just say to yourself over and over again until you believe it, I've used it, I've enjoyed it, and now I'm going to let it go. And if you say that to yourself over and over again, you know, you got the value out of those things. You used them. you've enjoyed them, but you no longer have a need for them. And so there's no point when you're going to a smaller space and taking a bunch of things that are not going to be useful or functional for you, because your space is limited, so you have to make really tough decisions about what you're going to take.
And also, a lot of the families don't want the stuff now either, right?
Yeah, so the family is always our first line of, you know, families don't want things like a lot of times now, like dishes and that. Our clients get quite frustrated that they can't offload more things. But a lot of our clients' children are in their 60s as well, so they already have everything that they need. Grandchildren are a really good target for house general household things, because they're just starting to set up houses, and so they need things like vacuum cleaners and, you know, all the things that you need when you're starting from scratch. So we always look around for family members like grandchildren that would be a good source of you know, getting rid of just the general everyday household items.
And how do you live? You deal with seniors all the time and transitions. How has it changed your life? And do you have a fuller life because you live more in the moment because of all what you do?
Oh, yes. I mean, we, as I said, we have learned things from our clients every day. And I mean, when we're working with somebody, because we're working closely with people, and it's a really, can be a really precarious time in their life, we get to know our clients really well as we're, you know, because you're basically going through all of their possessions, and as you're doing that, you're hearing their life stories, and you're hearing about their children, and we have met some amazing, amazing people through the process, and it certainly has made us appreciate our lives more, and also just to enjoy every day, and then the other part is to the possessions and the things in the end are not the things that are important, so we're always open to the experiences of our clients and what they're teaching us.
Right, and also the kind of senior you want to be.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we work with, I thought people would be more difficult actually through this process. I thought people would be more resistant to it when I first started doing it, and I don't find that's the case at all. I find that people are really resilient and really positive about what's happening, and we try and help people to see that too, that when you're downsizing, it's not the inevitable process of downsizing that you get to a certain stage of your life and then, you know, you're forced to do something different. It can be an exciting new chapter of your life, and, you know, to go into a new place and maybe pick a few new pieces of furniture or things that you need, get rid of a bunch of stuff that you don't need, have a space that works better for you in terms of the size and the things that you need in there. And so it doesn't have to be, in fact, it shouldn't be a negative time for people. It should be a positive and exciting time.
Absolutely. And also a good lesson for all of us who have our home still and our stuff, use it. If you have dishes, like you were saying, I think you used a plate of your husband's put a cheesecake on, use it. That's what it's for. It does no good sitting in a you know, a shelf somewhere, right?
No, that's right. One client that we had, I remember we went through, she had all of her dishes. She had never used them. They were just up in the cupboard. They were all wrapped in Saran. And in the end, they just go to auction. If you can't take them and nobody in your family wants them, they go to auction.
Absolutely.
So
enjoy them.
Yeah.
Jill, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about what you do?
So people can reach me at any time on my office line, which is 250-984-4044. Or you can learn more about us on our website, which is www.seniorshomeagain.ca.
Great having you on. You gave lots of good tips here. And if you want to know more about my guests ever, I'm at lifestylewithpattymack.com. Thanks, Jill. Have a great day. When we come back,
Patty,
after the news, we're talking to Esther.
My name is Tara, and I work for Sydney All Care Residents. People always ask me, what makes Sydney All Care different? For starters, we're all about care. We offer private rooms. We have our own on-site gourmet chef. We have 24-hour staff, and we always have fun. So what makes us different? At Sydney All Care Residents, we're all about care.
Sydney All Care Residents, privately offering respite, complex, and palliative care. Learn more at allcarecanada.ca.
Locally owned and operated Camino Carpets and Flooring. You may have known them as Camino Carpets for years, but you should get to know them as Camino Carpets and Flooring. They do more than just carpets. They do all types of flooring. Camino offers free estimates and guaranteed installations and will help you find the right flooring for your home or business. They take pride in their work, so you can be proud of your floors. Camino Carpets and Flooring, an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. 3950 Quadra Street, across from Lumber World.
story is breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 on Saturday, July the 11th. I'm Rob Freeman in the CFAX newsroom. It's been out of service since 2013, but the iconic Martin Mars water bomber could join the battle against BC's wildfires today.
It can drop a payload of 27,000 liters of water, a feat its supporters say is unmatched in BC's firefighting fleet. And Chief Fire Information Officer Kevin Skrepnik says it could be flying as early as this afternoon.
No, it'll be part of our operations. We have signed an agreement for the next month for its availability and use.
The contract came after BC's record fire season ignited public pressure to bring the Mars back and overwhelmed concerns about the craft's cost and versatility. And it means the huge red and white craft will soon be a regular sight to Vancouver Island fire crews. Simon Little, Vancouver.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper says the government will react to the recent downturn in our economy with strong fiscal discipline. Harper blamed the negative economic situation in Canada on the recent downward trends in the global economy. He says lower taxes and large-scale investment in the Canadian economy through contributions like universal child care benefits would help stabilize the country's economic future.
There has been a downturn, and the reason for that has been a downturn in the global economy. It's really that simple. Look around the world. We have another crisis downturn in Europe. We have a very significant slowdown and some other related economic problems now in China. We had very negative first quarter growth in the United States. So those things have obviously affected this country, and in particular through oil prices and some commodity prices.
Harper added the feds will not spiral into deficit and face credit downgrades, create an investment freeze by hiking taxes on businesses, or take away tax breaks to families. And a man has been charged in the stabbing of two people at the Midway at the Calgary Stampede earlier this week. Police got reports of a fight early Thursday morning involving several people. Two were found with stab wounds. One was taken to hospital in critical condition. The other was treated and released. A third person with stab wounds was found after a chase off the Stampede grounds. 20-year-old Renato Toy faces one count of aggravated assault, one count of obstruction of justice, and two counts of breaching a court order. CFAX weather is coming up next.
Hi, this is Daryl.
And I'm Tom from Murphy Wallbeds.
You know, it seems like everyone needs more room these days, but with the cost of renovations and real estate, it seems next to impossible to get it.
Need a home office, guest room, storage, or TV room? With Murphy Wallbeds, you can have it.
Let us show you how our innovative designs and products can let one room do it all at a fraction of the price.
Come and see what we have in store for you at Murphy Wallbeds of Victoria, 3075 Douglas Street. Building quality living solutions into Victoria homes for over 25 years.
CFAX weather, cloudy with a good chance of showers this afternoon, a high of 20. A chance of more showers overnight, a low down to 13. And a chance of some more showers tomorrow, again with a high of 20. Cloudy again for Monday, back to sunshine on Tuesday. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 18 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman, your next news at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070, it's 1:34.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
A Martin Mars water bomber. The provincial government could still call in the iconic red and white flying tanker.
Forestry Minister Steve Thompson.
Knowing the extraordinary situation that we're in, we need to look at having all the tools in the toolbox.
Downtown Victoria, the sky is a very eerie yellowish brown.
Victoria's breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. Patty Mack here with you on Lifestyle every Saturday on CFAX from 1 to 2. We are joined by Esther Kane. She's a registered clinical counselor. And we're talking today about transitions in the first segment and kind of in the second. We're talking about women, honesty, friendship. How are you, Esther?
I'm good, thank you.
Nice to talk to you. Now, you say you've been sort of dealing with this a lot in your practice lately.
Yeah, I know.
This is a loaded question. There's a lot of stuff in this area.
Yes. So first of all, I just want to tell people that I have a free report. It's called 10 Tips for Getting Rid of Relationships That Drain Your Energy. Mm-hmm. And if you want that, just go to esterkane.com, E-S-T-H-E-R-K-A-N-E.com.
Great website.
Yeah, you can sign up for my newsletter. I send you lots of, I'm not trying to advertise stuff. I just send you weekly newsletters, and they're articles that are helpful to women to have emotional health and wellness. So, so the theme that I've noticed lately is trouble in relationships, especially women and other women, teenage girls and their friends. And, it gets really complicated, and the nice factor is what gets in the way, I find, for a lot of us.
So we don't want to be honest. We'd rather sort of talk behind someone's back than sort of be upfront with someone.
I don't know if it's even talking behind someone's back, but I find that a lot of us, we stuff our feelings down in the guise of, well, we're always trying to get along. And I think women and girls are, you know, we're trained from a very early age, and it could be biological as well, to just get along, you know, work as a team all the time and not to ruffle feathers. You know, we're social animals and we want to get along. We don't want to, but the one thing I kept hearing all week is I'd say, so have you said what you feel honestly to this person? And they'd say, oh, no, I don't want to hurt her feelings.
You know, it's funny because I think, especially my husband, listening to me watch some of these reality shows, women seem to vent everything and talk too much. They'd be surprised. No, we maybe don't go. We might get mad, but we don't really say what that's about.
But do they say it to the people they're mad at directly?
No.
I think on television, and, you know, that's where social media is fascinating to me, because it's like a platform for people letting loose and really getting honest. And that has pros and cons that come along with it, because you can get into the cyberbullying situations. But it's very, very difficult for many of us. I mean, I know not all women are included in this, but for the majority of us and the women that I see, we have a really hard time being honest with our friends about their downfalls or if they're not meeting our needs in relationships.
I have a friend who always calls me to task on it, and I'm from a family where I'm not one to really talk about stuff.
Right,
so,
most of us.
You know, and I think you're probably in that same camp, Esther, or you were, that it is tough to say what's on your mind, because sometimes, like, oh, and especially as you get older and it may not matter as much, you know, it'll pass or whatever, right?
You hope, but, you know, I really believe in what I've learned myself personally and professionally is that if we can have those hard conversations with the people we love the most, especially our girlfriends, which I know so many of us cherish more than anything, or at least as much as our other relationships, we grow and we become closer to them.
How do you start those conversations, or what kind of stuff do people want to say? Like, what kind of issues are you finding?
Well, it's very difficult. But basically, the method that I use with my clients is always start with the love. Always start with, you know, being kind and saying how much you appreciate that person in your life and how hard it is for you to say what you need to say to them. But that what you value is your closeness, and that you don't want to drift apart from them. I think that's the most important thing to say, is that, look, you are someone worth fighting for, and you're someone worth taking risks for, and I'm willing to do that and go out of my comfort zone in order to keep you in my life.
But you find, though, Esther, that some people may think there's a problem, some don't, that it's some are more in need of stuff and others aren't as much, and that, you know, the other person may be going, it's not even a problem for me.
Right, and that's fine, but at least you can have the conversation.
Right.
I had a funny one with my girlfriend this week, actually. It was just very recent with my own girlfriend, who's a very good friend of mine. And it was, you know, we're such people pleasers, and we never want to hurt anybody. So for us to be honest with each other, it's like this hilarious dance. We just go back, well, it's not a big deal, is it? You know, and then finally it's like, okay. So I finally just said, it's a big deal to me, you know. And she's like, I thought so, you know, because I didn't reply to an email. That's as bad as I get or something, you know. So she thought, oh, Esther's mad, right? So we talked about it. It was very funny because we were laughing the whole time, like about how conflict avoidant we both are.
So at the end you laugh, but even now it's like who does a like on a Facebook page? Oh, they didn't like that. Maybe they're mad at me, or you know. Things have gotten crazy.
The problem with that is we make assumptions, and we're not always right. And you know, so my girlfriend said a very cute thing. She said, "Oh, we're both hypersensitive about the. You know, it's true. We're both very sensitive, and we both make up big stories in our heads about what the other person is thinking." And then I said to her, "Do you?" And then it got really funny. I said, "Do you want to know what I was where my mind went with that. She's like, yeah, I'm curious, you know. So then you start saying, well, I thought you hated my guts and you were done with me, but you know, and it's, and then you have a good laugh because it's ridiculous.
Well, you'd be out of a job, Esther, if we weren't in our heads so much, right?
Yeah, we live in our heads so
much. We totally do. And the stories we make up are just insane.
Well, most people are very creative. I think, you know, I say to people, it's great that we're wonderful storytellers and that we're so creative, but you have to put it in the right, you know, direction and put that energy somewhere that's where it's productive, not where when it's hurting you.
Right. And you have to work on it, right? It's an ongoing thing. When we come back, Esther, let's talk about maybe decluttering some of those friendships. Back in 2 minutes with Esther.
The Victoria International Buskers Festival goes July 17th to the 26th. And CFAX 1070 invites you downtown for some unforgettable shows from the world's best street performers, magicians, jugglers, unicyclists, acrobats, and more. Plus, check out the International Food Village in the Inner Harbor, the Victoria International Buskers Festival, proudly supported by CFAX 1070. CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Bring the family out for a free day at the beach at Saanich's longest-running single-day event tomorrow at Beaver Lake. Enjoy a wide range of children's activities, including pony rides, inflatables, face painting, miniature train, model boats, relay races and games, interactive displays, and a pie-eating contest. And if you like wine and food, start prepping yourself. Taste Uncorked Thursday, July 16, 2015, with an evening tasting of more than 100 BC wines and local cuisine prepared by top Vancouver Island chefs. It's not just a wine festival. This culinary tourism experience is an extra long weekend of tasting, seminars, and events. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
Stop punishing yourself for buying the wrong mattress. It's never too late for a faucet.
Hi, I'm Dwayne from Faucet Mattress. Do yourself a favor and come and see how affordable all-natural, locally made mattress can be. Our open concept allows you to see them being made while you test different styles and firmnesses. We even make all-natural crib mattresses.
Sleep naturally with Faucet Mattress. Proudly handmade in Victoria at 408 John Street. Online at FAWCETTmattress.com.
Who did you and Mike call to get your roof redone?
Well, we called Ariel Roofing, but it turns out we didn't need to. They gave us a free estimate and said our roof has about 5 years left.
Really?
They're honest. They'll only redo your roof if it needs to be redone.
Wow.
Are you sure your roof needs to be replaced?
Actually, no. I better find out.
I'm Tom Williams, owner of Ariel Roofing. We're honest about roofing. For a free estimate, get in touch at arielroofing.ca.
CFAX Sunday, the biggest stories of the week, revisited with all your favorite hosts, Sunday morning at 8 on CFAX 1070.
Hi, I'm Patty Mack, and you're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. I appreciate you listening every Saturday. It's the best day of the week for me. Joining me on the phone, Esther Kane, who is a registered clinical counselor. We're talking about women, honesty, and friendship. How about decluttering your friendships, Esther? What about when maybe it's just not going right? That's a big step to make, but what does that mean to you?
I just want to normalize that. What I find is that in every stage of our life, it seems that we have the friends for every occasion type of thing. The people come along in our lives for wonderful purposes. You know, like we bring out the best in them. They bring out the best in us. We teach each other wonderful things. You know, and then so when you're a kid and then in your teens, your 20s, 30s, 40s, your needs and goals and wants change throughout your life. So your friendships either adapt or they break. You know, so basically what I ask women is to do sort of an inventory, emotional inventory of the friendships, relationships you have in your life, and really look at your energy. I measure everything by energy. Do these people, do you feel energized when you think about them? Do they give you energy? Is it a wonderful feeling? Or do you feel sucked dry? You know, that feeling, oh God, this person's draining me. You know, they're draining me. And if you feel really drained, that's usually not a good sign that you should hang on to somebody.
So you may not have to totally eliminate that, but maybe take a break and...
Or take some space, you know, just give it a little bit more space. You know, it's all about setting different boundaries. You can renegotiate boundaries with people. You know, maybe someone that was really, really close for a long time, you might decide you still want them in your life, but maybe not talk to them every day. You might say once a week or something like that.
Right, and everybody's always going through different things at different times.
Absolutely.
And you're talking about being in your head. No one knows what it is each person goes through. We live in these little boxes mm-hmm. of ours, and we mm-hmm. don't know what the person next door is going through, right?
Absolutely.
So even with our friends, we may have, you know, gone through, you know, deaths and relationships, all kinds mm-hmm. of stuff, mm-hmm. issues with children, and we're drained and don't have much to give or don't want to yeah. say stuff. And so sometimes we have different friends for different reasons.
Absolutely. And sometimes I think the most loving thing you can do with someone you really care about is to actually take some distance. If you can't say anything nice, don't, you know, that whole saying, don't say anything at all. If you're really feeling like you're feeling very reactive, you know, emotionally around someone, and you say things that you feel bad about later, that's usually a sign that you need to take a step back.
Right. And you should always, you know, you can't take back the spoken word. So you
really
have to be careful what you say.
Absolutely. And also give them space. Sometimes we all go through stuff and we all have these moments where we're not very graceful. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just need to take a step back and let someone go through something. And then they'll come back to you when they're through it.
Well, you sound like you have great friends. I'm lucky to have great friends mm-hmm. and that stick with me through thick and thin. So
yeah.
We're very lucky, and you never want to take that for granted. That's for sure.
No, such a gift.
But sometimes we have to stop leaning on others too, don't we? And that's what
yeah.
you do in your practice. Sometimes we need to, mm-hmm. you know, I always think every day, every year, we should be growing and learning. And, you know, people say, oh, well, I'm just that way. Well, sometimes that's not good enough. Sometimes you got to think, I can change some of these ways.
Right. It depends what your goals are. Some people, one thing that I talk about with clients a lot is, you know, where is this person going and where do they want to grow and where do they want to stay the same? And it's not to judge, because that's fine. We all have those places where we want to stretch ourselves. And then we also have places where we think, you know what, I'm good. I'm happy here. I don't need to do anything there. So, you know, whether those things align, that's when we get into kind of conflicts with friends, is if you're really into fitness and eating well, for example, and you really want to get into shape and be really healthy, and they eat junk food and they don't exercise and they're fine with that, you might not have a lot of spare time to hang out with each other, right? Because you're doing different things. So it's just sort of taking those things on a case-by-case basis and trying to let go with love. Like, it's not about judging someone else for their
right.
choices. We all make different choices, and that's fine. But finding people that you can share things that you're really excited about is really fun.
Right, and everybody's at different levels, and you can always learn from other people. So you may not adapt what they're doing now, but you might learn from something they're doing. So don't close the door to these things. But we all have our own journey, right?
Absolutely, and I think we learn from everybody's journey, even if someone's making choices that we don't want to make ourselves. Sometimes we can learn a lot just from watching what that does for them.
And how do you find with your practice? You deal with women. Is it fulfilling to you, and do you see very similar issues with a lot of people that were more alike than different?
Absolutely. I feel like we're all one big family. I was saying actually recently to somebody that if I could, technically, I mean, I'm not allowed to be friends with my clients, but if I could, I'd be friends with all of them. That's how much I respect them and how much I honor them and how much I feel like we align in our values and belief systems, because all of the women that come to see me have personal growth as a huge goal of theirs, and that's my big thing in life. So they want to stretch themselves. They want to push themselves past the point of discomfort into areas they've never been and explored and come out the other side and try different things. It's very exciting. It's very dynamic. There's not a lot of stuckness. And when people do get stuck, I can help them get unstuck, which is really fun.
And I think it's so important. We all go through things in life at certain points that maybe test us so much that to see someone like yourself is a gift, to
yes.
find new exciting ways to deal going forward.
Well, the
difference
between being a therapist and talking to your friends or your family mm-hmm. is that you don't have to feel like you're burdening the therapist, right? Like, that's what you're paying someone to do, is to you know, you just let it all out and they just sit and listen and help you deal with it. And, you know, family and friends, sometimes they really mean the best and they always want to help usually, but sometimes they get overwhelmed by your problems and they don't have the skills to sit back and be objective to really help you through something. They might come, we often, it's called projection, you know, like they'll project back their thoughts and feelings about that particular circumstance you happen to be going through. And it may not always be helpful.
Right, and they may have heard it all before and you've done nothing, so they've sort of fed up anyways, right? So
yeah, and then that's not a very positive environment to grow in. Right, for you.
No, not at all. Now, when we come back, Esther, I want to talk a little bit about transitions, because our first interview, we were talking to Jill about seniors and transitioning. And through life, we go through many of them. So whether it's, you know, when you move out of your home, when you're, you know, 18 or whatever it is, transitions can be tough. Let's get some strategies around dealing with transitions. Back with Esther.
Hi, I'm Bruce Reed, owner and founder of The Vitamin Shop. When I opened The Vitamin Shop in 1984, my vision was to offer high-quality brand-name vitamins at affordable prices. Our mission statement remains the same today. With highly qualified and professional staff, we offer excellent customer service both locally and nationally.
For quality vitamins and excellent service, visit The Vitamin Shop at 1212 Broad Street or CanadianVitaminShop.com. Call 250-386-1212 and ask about their free shipping service.
They're on a mission from God, and they're bringing their show to Sydney, July 28th. Blues Brothers 2 rocks the Charlie White Theatre in Sydney. You'll be delighted by this over-the-top, high-energy tribute to the original movie, The Blues Brothers, featuring the signature songs Soul Man, Sweet Home Chicago, Rubber Biscuit, Shake a Tail Feather, and more. Don't miss Blues Brothers 2. For tickets, call the box office at 656-0275 or online at marywinspear.ca.
Most homeowners would never risk having electrical work installed by a non-certified electrician. Don't risk a potential fire or poisonous gas seepage from your chimney or fireplace by hiring anyone other than a red-sealed mason. Flintstone Certified Masons restore every chimney to current BC Building Code standards. Visit us at flintstonesmasonry.com.
Do it once, do it right, Flintstones Masonry.
Our real estate market is hot. Have you noticed how fast the sold signs are going up? Wouldn't it be nice to have a commission break when a property sells so quickly? This is Kevin Ramsey, lead realtor of Fair Realty's Sweet Home Victoria real estate team. All of my listing contracts have commission reductions if the property sells within a month. A quick sale means less work and less advertising for me, and transferring the savings to you makes perfect sense. So remember, when it's time to sell your sweet home, go to sweethomevictoria.com or find Sweet Home Victoria real estate team in the Yellow Pages.
Lifestyle on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. We're talking to Esther Kane, who is a registered clinical counselor. Esther, how do people get a hold of you, want to know more about what you do and some of your newsletters and all that?
Sure. Best way is my website, estherkane.com, and my phone number is 250-338-1800.
And I think you always give great advice when you're on the show and help a lot of people, and I think that you probably give a lot of comfort because you don't judge, right? That's what your job is to listen, to help. People can feel confident knowing that whatever they say mm-hmm. is safe.
Yeah, that's, to me, the main premise of therapy is that it should be safe and comfortable and that you should feel completely loved and accepted exactly as you are. That's the basic foundation.
And, you know, we're talking about transitions in the first interview about seniors and moving to assisted living maybe or downsizing. Mm-hmm. You know, we start all through our lives as we go to kindergarten, we move out to middle age or, you know, mm-hmm. kids or teens. Some of these transitions can be tough. How do you recommend, I'm sure this is a lot of your practice too, how do you approach life and going through this with a smile on your face, not just grinning and bearing it and hoping mm-hmm. it's all over?
Well, it's funny because I think the smile on the face is part of the problem. I think if you can not expect to have a smile on your face and let yourself cry and scream and yell and have a smile on your face sometimes, you know, being a little more flexible. But I think that the first thing that's really helpful is just to acknowledge that you're in a transition. A lot of us just, you know, plow through life and we don't really, you know, realize that we're going through something major, a major shift. I'm writing a lot about perimenopause and menopause right now. That's a huge life transition for a lot of women. And I'll ask them, like, do you think you might be going through perimenopause or menopause? And it's like, oh, you know, the light bulb goes on. And when we know what we're dealing with in general, whether it's an illness or something positive, or when we know what we have to deal with, it's usually much easier.
And you know, dealing with seniors, I've dealt with my parents, but also dealing with some clients, and it's weird when it's not even your parent, but a client, and you know, I wish I could do it differently and again, but I hear, you know, the need and the loneliness they have and mm-hmm. these transitions. Once they make them, they're fine usually, right? But, you know, I guess it's being human and helping people sometimes, right? We all have to reach out maybe in transitions, whether it's your friend or a therapist, and kind of talk it through.
Well, I just think, like, everybody in the world can be a therapist of sorts. You can, I think just being there for people during transition times is just one of the biggest gifts any of us can give to somebody, you know, because life is hard enough. And, you know, imagine yourself if you're elderly and everybody around you is passed away and you don't have people around and maybe your kids live far away, you know, what better thing to do than if you're a bit younger and you have a bit of extra time and energy to just be there for somebody in that situation.
I think you realize that the older you get how important the time is, because maybe you're not as busy as you're getting older. Mm-hmm. And you see for seniors that, just a little bit of time and listening, because I think we in our first segment we talked about including seniors in these transitions. I think lots of times we talk over people or don't include them because it's just easier.
Yeah, and I had never got that. I was so blessed to be raised by two sets of grandparents, and I was the only grandchild. And what a beautiful place to be in life. And I was spoiled rotten, but I was raised with all these great aunts and uncles and everything. And so I was raised with elderly people, seniors, and I have never seen seniors as that being a negative time of life. Like, I see them as wise elders. I've always thought, wow, they have so much knowledge. They have storytelling capabilities. They've been here for so many amazing events in the history of this earth, you know. So I think they're such a resource, and it really hurts to hear when people say, oh, they're boring, they have nothing to offer, you know. That is absolutely ridiculous. You know, they've been around longer than us. They have so much to offer.
There are some really cool people out there, and it'd be great, I think, to add some, you know, when young people go visit or schools go into seniors' homes and make it more inclusive, not, you know. My mom was 92, and she didn't want to be around old people. I think it's that you're never old in your head.
No, my granny's 92 in England, and she will not go into a senior's home because she says, this is a direct quote, "I don't like old people."
Yeah, I know.
She's 92, And so I think it's, you know, ages in your mind. But there's some beautiful things happening in society. I don't know if you've heard about them, but they're doing something, I don't know if it's in Europe, where they're taking university students, and the residence is going to be in seniors' homes. So they're going to be living with seniors. Can you imagine the back and forth capabilities there in terms of what they could teach each other?
Absolutely. It's just sort of like when people, they retire, which is a bad word, I think.
I know.
And there's so many skills you have, and people should never retire from life, right?
Oh, terrible idea. I never want to retire. When people say that word, I'm thinking, no way, unless I really can't speak or think anymore, I'm going to work until I can not work anymore.
Absolutely. Esther, you've given lots of great tips here for people. Once again, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
It's estherkane.com. I have lots of information and free stuff on my website, or call me 250-338-1800.
Great having you on the show. As always, Esther, we'll look forward to talking to you again. I hope you enjoy your weekend. Thank you,
Thank
Josh.
You.
Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.